Well, first and foremost, our CEO is not going to reach out to you asking for you to buy gift cards.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Cook doesn't need our help buying gift cards. He doesn't.
I think we've maybe all gotten that email before. Hey there, Team Milliken. The IT team works hard to protect our customers and associates from the threat of cyber attacks. Welcome to Milliken for Everyone, the podcast dedicated to breaking down complex topics that affect associates across the company. I'm your host, Betsy Sikma, and today we're talking about a cybersecurity certification called ISO 27001, a high standard that only 1% of manufacturing companies have met. On March 12th of this year, Milliken officially joined that elite 1%. Earning that certification took a lot of hard work, and joining us today are two of the many people who contributed to that effort, Ken Brown, Director of IT, Cybersecurity, and Governance, and Security Analyst Wata Kella. Welcome, Ken and Wata.
Thank you, Betsy.
Hello.
Hi, it's good to have y'all here with us today. So, before we even get started, I stumble bumbled over the words here. Break it down for us. What the heck is ISO 27001? And how does that stand out as a prestigious achievement?
Yeah, absolutely. So ISO 27001 is widely respected internationally as the gold standard framework for cybersecurity. It provides us with solid guidance for how we protect the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of our information that we have here at Milliken, but also the information that our customers entrust to us and our associates entrust to us and other business partners as well.
I would also like to add that what makes it so prestigious is that it starts from leadership. Leadership has to have the commitment first to say that we want to get ISO 27001 certified. And also as well, with them starting at the top level, it kind of moves down into the associates as well.
So leadership makes a decision that we want to go for this certification. And then it sounds like it actually takes quite a lot of work to earn it. So how did we earn this certification? What did it take? And who all was involved in the work?
Well, over many years, we've been working to continuously improve our cybersecurity program to even put us in a position where this was a possibility. We prepared in earnest for ISO 27001 certification, I would say, for about 18 months.
Okay.
And during that time, because this was our first time going for such a certification, we were a bit nervous. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how exactly to prepare. So we just kept asking ourselves, hey, are we ready? Do we have the right policies in place? I don't know. Let's prepare more. Are we ready for an audit? I don't know. Let's prepare more. Do we fully understand all the controls? Can we provide evidence to an auditor that we have all these controls in place? I don't know. Let's prepare more. So we just prepared and prepared. And then 18 months later, when it came time for Shellman to perform the audit for us, we felt confident.
Did we get it on the first time?
We did.
First out the gate? That's amazing.
We did. In fact, the auditor commented that Milliken was hands down the smoothest initial certification audit he had ever been a part of. And he had done over 150 of these ISO 27001 audits in his 7 years at Shellman. So we were very excited to hear that feedback.
Oh, I mean, that kind of ups the ante. Not only did you hit that 1% standard, but you blew it out of the park. That's fantastic.
Yes. Also, as well, I would say, like, when I came through Milliken right out of college, it definitely was a scary moment. You go from college to having your big girl job. And ISO 27001 was actually proposed to me, and it was shown that I would be the lead of the project coming in. And I was like, wait, like, am I the right person? I don't even know about the corporate world. So definitely, like, that was my initial and first take to ISO 27001. So it did take a lot of research. Like, I completely didn't know what it was. It just took a lot of researching and finding out, like, what do we have to do as a company to comply with this standard?
Wata, how long have you been at Milliken?
It's been like 2.5 years now, almost 3 years. I'll be 3 years in December, so it's been 2.5 years.
What an impact already you've made in just that short time. That's incredible.
Yes.
What a story. So I know this sounds like a totally different language to most of our associates out there. We're not even half as aware, I'm sure, as you would like us to be about cybersecurity and certainly the certification. So just tell me, as your average associate, what should I know about the certification? What does it mean? And Just break that down for me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as Milliken Associates, we entrust the company with our sensitive personal information just to process our employment. So one of the things that the ISO 27001 certification demonstrates to our associates is that the company takes our privacy seriously and that we have the right people, processes, and technologies in place to protect that personal information that we provide Milliken to process our employment.
And are there real threats? I mean, I don't want you to scare anybody, but I mean, I think sometimes we walk around oblivious to the fact that this is something that's very real and that you're dealing with all the time until we hear some story in the news about where this went wrong. Are there real threats out there that you are daily protecting us from?
Absolutely. And not only are there threats out there are threats in here at Milliken. Just to give you an idea of some of the volume of the attacks that we're seeing, over 30,000 phishing emails, just a simple email scam designed to trick our associates into giving out their password or installing malicious software, over 30,000 per month are sent to our associates. Now, we do have sophisticated email filters in place, so 98% of those get filtered out, thankfully. But 2% get through, and that's the bad news, and we just have to continue to be vigilant and be on the watch out for these scams.
And also, too, with the advancement of AI, it definitely is something that we're seeing with threats with phishing, because before you could detect phishing through, like, bad grammar. But nowadays, with AI, you can just, you know, get correct grammar by putting it through the machine, right? So it's like the usual signs that we tell people, oh, mistake or bad grammar is a sign, it's not the same because you're using AI and it makes everything look good. So that's definitely, with the advancement of AI, it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's also a bad thing because we have malicious actors that are using it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, the bad players are getting smarter, so we have to stay on our toes.
Another way that our adversaries are utilizing artificial intelligence is to gather publicly available information from social media, such as LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. They can quickly gather who works at Milliken, who has what job title, who reports to who, what some of the hot topics are, and utilize that in their scams. So when our associates receive these email scams from our adversaries, they make sense. They're in context. So it's getting more and more difficult for us to identify these.
And that's also why that you guys should check out our AI policy on the cyber internet, because we talk about why you wouldn't want to upload sensitive information into an AI or a ChatGPT, because then they can use that information. So it's okay to use it for your daily functions, but we don't want to be uploading, especially Milliken, confidential information into those tools. And if you would like to, we do have a private GPT that you could also, you know, request for access as
well. I'm a big fan of the Milliken GPT. Truly, I think it's a real game changer for just getting first drafts out the door. I know this is off topic, but Alan and I often talk about how using it correctly takes away that first 10 minutes of staring at the screen before you're able to put something down on paper.
Fantastic technology.
Big fan of that. Lingering on the cyber attacks, why are people going after, you know, why are people phishing? Why are they going after our information? What are these bad actors after?
Yeah, there's different groups and they have different motivations. What we oftentimes see are criminal organizations who are financially motivated. They're simply trying to scam the organization, get someone to buy gift cards and scratch off the back and show them the code so then they can spend that money, or try to get us to pay a fake invoice or pay it to an incorrect bank account, that kind of thing. So a lot of them are financially motivated. The other thing is intellectual property. You know, Milliken is a very innovative company. We have a lot of patents. We have a lot of valuable intellectual property that our adversaries would like to get their hands on and monetize.
So the certification protects us as associates, or the work that you did to achieve the certification, your work protects us. What does it mean for our customers?
For our customers, it provides them with assurance that not only are we doing the right things to protect their data, but we're also doing the right things to protect their supply of goods. Particularly during the COVID pandemic, supply chain issues came into play. And one of the big risks to manufacturing and operations is the threat of ransomware. Ransomware is a type of cyber attack where the adversary shuts down operations, they encrypt data, make our systems and data inaccessible to us, and then they try to extort money. And the manufacturing industry, depending on what study you look at, either the manufacturing industry or the healthcare industry is the top targeted industry. So for our customers, Milliken is a key supplier to many of them. So they want some assurance from us that we're doing the right things to protect our operations and provide them with the uninterrupted supply of goods.
Wow.
It also shows our commitment to just adhering to contractual obligations. You know, sometimes you'll have customers that put in their contracts that they want you to have information security. So back to what he was saying, it just shows that commitment to information security.
Sounds like the Wild West out there, is it? I mean, it's just a wild, wild thing. Well, obviously, earning this certificate speaks to the importance of cybersecurity and information protection. How does the everyday associate play a role in this work? How do we participate?
We participate by being vigilant. So we want to create a conscious, security conscious culture, really. We want to make sure that these associates know that, yes, we got this ISO 27001 certification, but we didn't do it by ourselves. We got everyone's help. So through a team and everyone playing their role, whether it's, you know, adhering to policies and procedures or taking awareness training, this just goes to show that it just takes everybody to do and stay with the ISO 27001 certification, because this certification isn't something that you get one time and you stay with it. So we have to actually recertify every 3 years. And even in between, we have internal audits and surveillance audits that have to happen as well. So it's not just a one and done thing. It's something we have to continuously improve as well.
Wanta, I really like what you said about the culture, because that is something that helped us get our ISO 27001 certification. The fact that Milliken does have an ethical culture with strong values, and part of being an ethical company and doing the right thing is protecting the information for the company and our business partners. So the culture of cybersecurity awareness, of staying on top of our compliance regulations, making sure we're fulfilling those, how we recruit, how we train, all of those things help contribute to the success.
So what should an associate do if they see something, whether it's, you know, via email or I don't even know, I don't even want to put it out in the universe, but what should an associate do if they see something and they think that something's amiss?
Well, first thing is we believe our employees, our associates, are the most important layer of defense. And as we're interacting with our email and the internet, we're all on the front lines. So we're the first to see a lot of these cyber attacks. So the first thing is, let's plug into cybersecurity awareness efforts that are happening. We communicate in various channels, Viva Engage, we have live presentations, we have ACE training, those kind of things. So the first step is recognize it, and then don't interact with it. If you spot some of these red flags, preferably delete it, report it. Also, if there's ever any concern as to whether this is legitimate or whether this is a scam, feel free to reach out to the cybersecurity team. We're glad to take a look at it. We have some tools and techniques that we can help identify exactly what this thing is doing and whether it should be doing that or not.
Yes, you can also email us at phishing@milliken.com or even is@security.com. is@security.milliken.com, sorry. So that way we do get a lot of requests that from people who don't know if an email is phishing or not, or just they have a regular security question, but we'll be more than welcome to answer those questions that you guys might have. And then also as well, we do have the report phishing button that's in the Outlook ribbon. So if you have something that's, you know, deeming as phishing, you can press the button and it'll take it out of your inbox.
So lots of different ways we can do our part as the front line of defense against cyber attacks. Thanks so much for being here with us today, Wata and Ken, and thanks to the IT team for everything they do to keep us and our business safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And it wasn't just the IT team. There's a lot of people who can take credit. There's a lot of credit to share here from our HR team and their hiring practices, from background checks to performance management to physical security, access gates, cameras, legal and compliance. All of those things contribute to cybersecurity. So special thanks to all of those groups for contributing to the success.
Yes, they really did help a lot. I remember having these workshops, and honestly, they were very extensive, and shout out to them for, you know, coming to the meetings and giving the information that was needed, because it was not easy at all. So thank you again.
And also, thanks to each and every one of the Milliken associates that are out there being vigilant, tuned in, paying attention, and doing their best not to fall for these scams that are sent our way.
The ISO 27001 certification by Shellman demonstrates Milliken's commitment to cybersecurity and data protection. But each one of us contributes to that work every day. Keep an eye out for phishing attempts. Take a look at the Connect Hub for information about Millikan's clear desk requirements. Visit Viva Engage regularly to see safety tips from several of our IT security experts, and do everything you can to ensure Millikan's data remains secure from cyber attack. Thanks, Ken and Wata, for being here on this episode of Millikan for Everyone. This has been a Marketing Shared Services production. Alan Jenkins is our producer, and once again, I'm Betsy Sikma. Remember, we can make a positive impact that will last generations, and we'll do it together.